Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Well, have a day, Gabe Carrier. The 24-year-old netminder signed his first NHL contract this afternoon, and he backs it up by making 34 stops en route to his first American Hockey League shutout, as the Barracuda shut out the Abbotsford Canucks on the road to kick off this four-game road trip. They win it by a score of 3-0 behind the exploits and brilliance of goaltender Carrier, and goals from Thomas Bortolo on the power play, Daniil Gushchin on the power play, and Walker Duehr at full strength, all in the second period, as the Barracuda pick up two huge points on the road to kick off this four-game road trip. And for the Abbotsford Canucks, they are shut out for the first time this year. For the Barracuda, their first shutout since December the 7th, when they won 1-0 against the Coachella Valley Firebirds. Their three prior shutouts were all with Yaroslav Askarov in the net. So Carrier picks up his first shutout of his AHL career, making 34 stops. And with the win, he now improves on the season to 6-4-1. He's 2-1 against the Canucks. The losing goaltender, Nikita Tolopilo, he has dropped now six straight, 0-5-1 over his last six. Barracuda up to 29 wins on the year, and with the victory, they are now 5 points ahead of the Canucks in the AHL's Pacific Division. And depending on what happens tonight, they could be within a point of Ontario for the fourth spot in the pack. Huge win to start off this road trip, and let's recap it. In the first period, the Canucks would have the first good look of the game. On their second shot, Linus Karlsson, who has really killed the Barracuda in his career, the former Shark draft pick, would have this chance on the back door, but Gabe Carrier would come over and make the save. Shoveled back into the corner by the Canucks. Here's a chance, far side, a point-blank look. Great stop by Carrier on Linus Karlsson. A golden opportunity for the Canucks, and Carrier came over and made the stick stop. After that chance, the Barracuda would settle into the first period, and Donovan Hoole, after a Canucks giveaway at their own blue line, would rush up the ice on a breakaway and draw a penalty shot. Just the team's second penalty shot on the year. Hoole would try to slide it through the 5-hole of Tolopilo, but the 6'6" netminder would turn it aside to keep the game scoreless in the first. And we're going to get a penalty shot. So Donovan Hoole is going to get a penalty shot here. The first of his pro career. Has 10 goals on the season, carries the puck from right to left, takes it wide to right, right-handed shot works in, tried to sneak it through the 5-hole, and Tolopilo able to close the gates and keep it out. So Donovan Hoole unsuccessful on the penalty shot. Best chance for the Barracuda in that first period. They could not score, and we would go to the intermission scoreless after one. Barracuda did not go on to the power play in that first period, but they would in the second. And although the power play would begin the game 2-for-2, it was the Abbotsford Canucks who would have the initial chance, as they would then draw a penalty shot. Archdeep Bange drawing a penalty shot would have a chance to open up the scoring and get the Canucks on the board early in the second period, but Gabe Carrier was up to the challenge. And the second penalty shot against the season, as Baines will take it far left side, trying to open up the scoring. Shoots left pad, stopped by Carrier. So Gabe Carrier with the save, and on that same power play, the Barracuda would cash in to get things started. Thomas Bortolo from just above the goal line would go short side upstairs on Tolopilo for his 14th goal of the year and his fourth on the power play to draw first blood. Time of the goal for Bortolo. From Karlsson, Cardwell comes at 4:16. Back along, Karlsson, left side, Cardwell fakes the shot, Bortolo in tight, shoots and scores! Thomas Bortolo from a wicked angle opens up the scoring with 15 seconds remaining on the power play. The time of the goal at 4:16 of period number two. So the Barracuda would take a 1-0 lead on that goal from Bortolo, his 14th and his fourth on the power play. The Canucks would have a chance later in that second period with the Barracuda up by a score of 1-0. Sammy Blais would bust in on net on a breakaway. And guess who? It was Gabe Carrier there to make the save and keep it at a 1-0 Barracuda lead. In period, Barracuda 1, and the Canucks nothing. Now a breakaway for Blais. Two Barracuda players ran into each other. Blais on the backhand, Carrier with another stop. Great save from Gabe Carrier to keep the Barracuda up by a goal, and they would then add to their lead. On their second power play, both minors to start that second period for the Canucks against Jet Wu. And the Barracuda would score on both of their opportunities on the man advantage. Daniil Gushchin would tie for the team lead in power play goals, up to 9. He's up to 20 on the year. He would put it towards the net, trying to center it to the top of the crease, but it goes off the stick of defenseman Cole McWard through the five-hole of Tolopilo, and the Barracuda would jump out to a 2-0 lead in the second period. The time of the goal for Gushchin from Canyoni and Pitlick at 8:30. Gushchin back towards the point for Pitlick. Pitlick back for Gushchin. Those two will crisscross. Return for Pitlick. Gushchin thrown on net. It tipped off the stick of the defenseman, McWard, and into the back of the net. It'll be a power play goal for Daniil Gushchin. And the Barracuda are 2-for-2 on the power play, and they've got a 2-0 lead. Gushchin just whipped that puck to the net, and it goes off the stick of the defenseman, Cole McWard. Gushchin up to 20 goals, matching his season total last year, and he does it in 17 fewer games. Barracuda with a 2-0 lead at that point. They were not done. At 11:10, Walker Duehr would carry the puck up the right side. He tried to center for Anthony Vincent charging the net. It was cut off, but he'd stay with the play and bounce it off the back leg of goaltender Tolopilo and into the net for Walker Duehr. It's goals in two games as a member of the Barracuda. Our play is over as Vincent leaves the box. Barracuda could have a chance offensively. Here comes Walker Duehr. Vincent out of the box. Duehr holding, trying to get it to him. Great play, bouncing around and pinballed in. They score! Walker Duehr looked to center for Anthony Vincent. It was cut off. A second attempt. It bounces off of a Canuck and into the back of the net. It's a 3-0 Barracuda lead. That would turn out to be plenty of offense with the goaltending exploits of Gabe Carrier. Barracuda were outshot in that second period 15-7, but they scored three times in the middle frame to jump out to a 3-0 lead after 40. In the third, the Canucks would once again outshoot the Barracuda, this time 14-10, but no goals were scored, and Gabe Carrier would secure his first American Hockey League shutout as the Barracuda as a team pick up their fourth blank sheet of the year for the Canucks, first time in which they have been held scoreless this season. A huge road win for the Cuda. And for Carrier, as we mentioned, he's now a couple of games above 500. The Cuda now on the road. They've got a record of 11-13-1-1. They are 1-2 inside of the Abbotsford Center. Canucks are now 17-10 at home. Barracuda up on the season to 64 points, just a point behind the Ontario Reign for the fourth spot in the division. The Reign do pick up a point tonight, so they will now be 2 points ahead of San Jose, but they fall in overtime 3-2 against San Diego, so the Cuda are within 2 points now of Abbotsford, of Ontario, for the fourth spot in the AHL's Pacific Division. It is a congested Pacific. Barracuda now points in four straight. They are 3-0-1 over their last four. And as we noted, the Canucks, who scored a season-high 8 goals on Saturday in their last game, they are shut out for the first time this season here tonight. These two teams will run it back tomorrow. That's a 7 o'clock puck drop here at the Abbotsford Center. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 6:30. You can listen live at sjbarracuda.com/listen. Of course, through the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, and you can watch on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. Final shots tonight. Canucks 35, Barracuda 24. Cuda go 2-for-5 on the power play. Canucks go 0-for-4. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 31 minutes, 3,824 sod here at the Abbotsford Center. Let's go over our three stars. Our number three star tonight is Nikita Tolopilo. Aside from that second period, Tolopilo was quite sharp, including some outstanding stops in the first. He is our number three star. Made 21 saves on 24 shots. Number two star for the Barracuda is Thomas Bortolo. Bortolo up now to 14 goals on the year. Finished with 4 shots on net and a couple of penalty minutes. Our number one star, no surprise, Gabe Carrier. His first AHL shutout, makes 34 saves on the day in which he signed his first NHL contract. Have a 24 hours for the 24-year-old. Big road win for the Barracuda. Again, they're up to 64 points, within 2 points of Ontario for the fourth spot, and they separate themselves a little from Abbotsford. They are now 5 points ahead of the Canucks in the AHL's Pacific Division. That does it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank everybody who tuned in tonight, whether they listened on the Sharks Audio Network through the Sharks Plus SAP Center app or at sjbarracuda.com, or if they watched on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. We sincerely appreciate it, and we hope you join us again tomorrow night. Pre-game coverage tomorrow from Abbotsford will begin at 6:30. A final here tonight from the Abbotsford Center. The Barracuda 3 and the Canucks nothing. Until tomorrow, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from Abbotsford, British Columbia.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.